are listening to Find Your Flow in Moco, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in Moco. I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and we have a very special guest today. Our guest is an incredible leader in our community and someone who works so hard every single day to make the city better. Today, we are getting to talk to the Honorable Mayor of Decatur, Tab Bowling. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us and telling us a little bit more about your work that you're doing.
Hey, Danielle, thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to be here. This is my first visit to your new tourism facility.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful space. And I'm really thrilled to be here.
Well, we are so excited about the space, and thank you so much for your support and making this happen as well. But before we do that, we have to do our very famous segment, which is the cheese straw. So can you tell us what a cheese straw is?
A cheese straw? What a question. So a cheese straw is, I guess, as I think about it, it has the texture of a Keebler's pecan sandy, if you've ever had one of those. But now you have to remove the roundness of it. It's straight, about a half inch wide, about 3 inches long, and it's orange in color and has the flavor of cheese. And I need to maybe eat about three at the most, and then someone needs to hide them so I don't need any more because I love them. They're great.
I always love this segment so much. We've never had it described that way, and it's always different. I don't think we've had anybody describe it the same way. So thank you so much for...
One last thing. It doesn't require any topping. It's just the cheese straw by itself. Don't mess it up. Yeah.
No topping. Okay. Very good. No condiments. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you run for mayor.
Well, I'm an electrician by trade, and I, while serving as an electrician, I was recruited to go to work for a distributor, a company that sells electrical products. And with that, I learned business, how to do budgets, served as manager, and then went on to do some other things that positioned me to do that. And I'm a Rotarian, and I went to Rotary early one day, and I sat down beside our superintendent of education. And he looked at me and he said, "You need to run for mayor." And I said, "Have you lost your mind?" anyway, I found myself back sitting with him about 3 weeks later. And I said, "Man, what in the world possessed you to ask me such a question?" And he said, "It's your duty." And yeah, he was right. And so anyway, I took a couple of months to pray over that, shared it with my family. Because we get together once a week for dinner, and we're very fortunate that our family lives in town, grandchildren, all that good stuff. And I just threw it out there, and they all said no. obviously, here we are, and I'm thankful to be serving in my second term. I say this with a tremendous amount of humility, but I'm honored to be the first mayor in 30 years to serve consecutive terms. And I'm very thankful for that. I work with a wonderful city council and entity partners like yourself.
Well, I know your family is wonderful because we see them all about town with you at a lot of these things as well. So can you tell us what is one of your favorite parts of working with the city?
Well, things like this, for sure. This is a very unique time in the history of our region, and here, and so that includes Decatur, and while there's many, United Launch Alliance just received an order, the largest order in space exploration history, for 47 rockets from Amazon. So they're going to build 47 rockets for Amazon. Well, we negotiated that deal as far as them doing that here in Decatur. Mm-hmm. So it takes 16 to 18 months to build a rocket. And once we get to that 16 to 18 month period, they will start shipping a rocket every 2 weeks that's made right here in Decatur, Alabama. I get to see things like that, and they're really, really cool. And then some of the other projects that we've been a part of, and serving is a joy. And Lord gifted me to do that. And so it's not work.
I love that. It's your duty. We appreciate you and all the amazing things you're doing. So we're going to focus kind of in. This is a very long question, so hang with me, but there are so many positive things happening. So we are going to be celebrating National Tourism Week this week, and we're experiencing so much growth, and especially in the tourism industry. Could you kind of tell us about some of the upcoming projects in Decatur that will boost tourism? And also, we hear that there's a new rec center. And how do you think that these new facilities will increase tourism?
Sure. So, hey, let's start with this. This is May. And May is, once we get past February and our Carnegie Carnival, which is our fundraiser for the arts, that goes on for a couple of months, but it concludes with a wonderful Mardi Gras parade that brings in residents from all over the region. That kind of, after Christmas, that's the big event for us. So May 5th, we had the Daikin Festival. Now, this is the first Daikin Festival that we've had since COVID. And it's an annual festival that Daikin hosts. They're one of our local manufacturers. They're a Japanese-owned company. And so they bring that Japanese culture to the event with all kinds of dancing, drums that would... Japanese style drums or big drums, wonderful cuisine to include Japanese flavors. And it's just so much that took place during the event. Mm-hmm. Then we come back and we have another one of our Japanese companies. So we're very diversified here in Decatur. Really,
yes,
we have
are.
Indian companies, Japanese companies, but we have our dragon boat races. And that's the Toray Dragon Boat event, which is a fundraiser for Decatur Morgan Hospital. What a wonderful thing that is. All these teams and then those that come in to see the Dragon Boat races. It's a wonderful event held at Point Mallard Park. And while I'm there, Point Mallard Park is one of our great tourist attractions. It's the fifth most attended facility in the state of Alabama. And we're very thankful and fortunate to have Point Mallard. And, of course, it was the home to the first wave pool in the nation. Following that, we'll have – this is all in the month of May. Goodness. And so with that –
I mean, I hate to mention it's also my birthday. So I'm just going to throw it out there. May is a – all these parties for me? I mean, my goodness.
So we have the – we'll have the Wet Dog Triathlon in May. And I have the joy and privilege of being able to – shoot the gun to start that event. But then all these things end right around Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And Memorial Day is one of the funnest weekends in our city. And that's whenever we host the Alabama Jubilee, which includes the Hot Air Balloon Festival. And so we'll get to see 70 plus balloons in the air on Saturday morning, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and if we're lucky, they'll stick around and do something on Monday. There's so many other events that take place at the park in between the balloon races or flights, and it's a great time. And, of course, finally, that's whenever we open the Aquatic Center at Point Mallard. I could go on and on, Danielle.
I know.
Right now, we have 235 folks in Decatur from out of town, all over the area for the Southern States Athletics Conference girls championship softball team because of the work that you do and your team along with Parks and Recreation. So I hope the listeners can hear the excitement in my voice.
Yes. Partnerships is so important to what we do. Another amazing thing that's come out of the city council and you is the new riverfront development. Can you tell us a little bit about the City Harbor project?
Absolutely. About a year ago, we were contacted by a friend of mine from childhood. His name is Ray Glaze, and he told me about a guy named Patrick Lawler who had done this amazing development in Gunnersville called City Harbor. And suggested that I get in touch with him. And so I did. And Patrick said, hey, come over and let's meet. And so we've been working on this development after we saw his and saw how successful the development was. And the quality And then talking with others about Patrick Lawler as a in his character and his business savvy and ability to get things done. So right now, this riverfront development is with in the process of going through the checklist with TVA and the Corps of Engineers, because a lot of it will be actually on the river, in the river. And so TVA needs to approve those things. Patrick has gone through that process and doing City Harbor and Gunnersville, so it makes it much easier knowing that that's going to take about a year. But then once that's done, then we can begin construction, and that'll take about 18 months. And once completed, this is what you really want to hear, as we're, we'll be looking at dining, retail, mm-hmm. entertainment. It's going to be a destination location for the city of Decatur, and really our first riverfront development of this nature.
So excited about this, and it's such progress with what you guys are doing, and just speaks volumes about your team. And we'll just continue on with the great work that you guys are doing and all the positive things. So downtown Decatur has really started to grow and become an amazing destination for both locals and visitors, which has always been amazing, but there's been a lot of expansion over the last couple of years. So can you share a little bit about the downtown developments and how that is going to be a positive addition to our downtown?
Absolutely. So we had this local resident and a partner of his from Auburn who built a Home 2 Suites behind Ingalls Pavilion, which is a nice facility that we have here in the city of Decatur. And some told him that building the Home 2 Suites Hotel just would not work in that area. Well, it ended up being the number one producing hotel in their company. And so about 2 years after they built it, someone knocked on the door wanting to buy it. And so they had a what we presume is a pretty nice price tag on it and came out in good shape. And so they wanted to build another hotel. So they started looking for a place to build a hotel. And they saw that we had a storm to come through to do damage to a building downtown on a corner space. And it was like at the main intersection of the city of Decatur. And they decided that that was the location for the hotel. But to build a hotel there, they were going to need a parking deck. And so they reached out to the city, and our city council never checked up. They said, man, yeah, we'll jump on that and build a parking deck. And so our Business Bureau, Danielle and her team and the board, was very helpful in helping with the debt service as it relates to the cost of that parking deck by helping us take the lodgings tax from that particular hotel, the Fairfield Inn, which is should be completed by September, to take care of the debt service on the parking deck. And that hotel is going to be a great space for the business traveler whenever they come into Decatur to take their customers out, whenever they stay overnight and enjoy our restaurants and dining and be able to do other shopping and such. But then on the weekends and even during the week, we think that they'll be visiting the Cook Museum of Natural Science. It's a $32 million museum built by Cook's Pest Control. Decatur is home to the seventh largest pest control company in the nation. And we're just so thankful of all the places that they could have built this museum. They decided to build it right here in Decatur, Alabama. And it's an amazing investment, $32 million. And we're so thankful for that. But we have four other museums downtown, mm-hmm. and then that are great to see. And then we have two historic districts that folks like to see. We have the largest number of Victorian homes in the state of Alabama. And that's something that we're very happy about. And then finally, one of the two new things, build structures that are downtown, will open the new Renaissance Bank, which is a beautifully designed building by Fuqua and Associates out of Huntsville, the architects that designed the building. And then we have the new dormitories. So the dormitories will house it's 80 rooms, but everybody doesn't get a room to themselves. So they'll house about 125 students. But here's the coolest thing about this is the dormitory and the hotel, neither have kitchens in them. So they'll be eating in our restaurants. All right. So that's pretty cool. They can probably do ramen noodles.
Cool.
Yeah. They can probably do ramen noodles and things like that. But Danielle, I hope I answered your question. The only thing I really haven't talked about is something that you've mentioned a couple of times, and that is our new recreation facility. And that's a $55 million rec center, which will include a renovation of Wilson Morgan Park, which is located on the Beltline. I think that it's going to have 4 basketball courts in it. And that means it will have 8 volleyball courts. And then, of course, whenever we're not using them for that, maybe there'll be room for pickleball. But
slight plug there.
Yeah. And then it includes a natatorium. I think we're talking about 6 lanes there, and a therapeutic pool, walking track, so many nice features. And then the revamping the Wilson Morgan Park as a whole is really cool. And then we're building 8 new ball fields out by Austin High School off of next to Jack Allen Sports Complex, which is a world-class soccer complex that you're very familiar with, Danielle, because you have people there all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Everything that I just mentioned, plus one I'm about to share, is going to bring new facilities for the tourism team to go out and talk about.
Yeah. And we're so excited.
Yeah. And so we have a soccer complex at Point Mallard that hasn't been used in a while because it has some challenges with moisture. And so we're going to turn that into an event center. That space is actually larger than Ingalls Pavilion, and it has something that Ingalls Pavilion doesn't have, and that's climate control. And that's something that I know that folks will enjoy. It includes kitchen facilities, numerous restrooms, breakout rooms, and guess what? You'll never guess. Whenever we're using it for event centers, what are we going to use it for, Danielle?
Pickleball.
We'll use it for pickleball. Then we have an outdoor facility. It's a pavilion, and we're going to take it down and build an outdoor pickleball facility that have 12 courts on it. So we think that that's going to bring opportunities for tourism, for tournaments and such.
Yeah, we are, just over the moon excited about all of the investment that the city is doing to bring all of these new facilities that we get to go out and sell. And so just thank you for your leadership and the council as well. And can't wait to see all of it come to fruition. So I think you already kind of talked about this, but I'm just going to ask it. What are you most looking forward to concerning the future of Decatur's tourism industry? It couldn't be pickleball, could it?
It is pickleball, but you know that it's all things. Really, it's all things. We are so much diversity in the products that you have to go out and sell, and that's really wonderful. And we think that there's more to come. And one of the things that we need. That's very important to us. Our number one priority right now is a new bridge across the Tennessee River. The Tennessee River is our number one asset, and it's been very good to our city. Danielle, you're working as a leader, the champion for the Riverline project, which will go from Knoxville all the way to Paducah, Kentucky, 262 miles of river. And we sit on the widest part of the Tennessee River right here in Decatur, Alabama. And thanks for your leadership there, okay?
Oh, thank you. It's been so fun to work on. And, you know, a lot of these projects we've been working on for quite some time. So I think we're at the tipping point, and I can't wait to see it all fall into place. So thank you so much for your time today. This is one of my favorite segments as well. So we're going to continue the Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked Mayor Bowling to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that maybe nobody's heard of. So, Mayor, did you know?
Okay, so I was raised by my grandparents. Whenever I was 10, my grandfather passed away. So my grandmother was left to raise me. through my teenage years. Lord bless her.
Bless her.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But, she, you know, she, you have to think back. She grew up during the Depression. She finished her, she had a sixth grade education. College wasn't something that was talked about much at the house. And so instead of going to college, I went to trade school and I became an electrician. And it was from being an electrician that I found my way to professional sales that helped me develop my career. And I say that to say to parents who are listening, students, children as a whole, the community, everyone, that not everyone's meant for college. And the trades are good, and we need skilled trades. We need people that are graduating college as well. But just know where your place is and make the most of that.
That is excellent. Thank you so much, Mayor, for spending time with us today. We've enjoyed learning so much about your story and about all the exciting new projects that are coming to Decatur in the near future. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.